Hey there, beautiful people. Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of mental health magic. Let's face it, life can feel like a chaotic circus sometimes, right? Between juggling work, relationships, and trying to keep up with the Joneses, who even are the Joneses anymore? It's easy to lose sight of our own well-being. But guess what? You deserve a mental health haven, a safe space where you can recharge, de-stress, and simply be. And trust me, creating that oasis isn't about building a zen garden in your backyard, though that wouldn't hurt. It's about cultivating an inner environment of peace and acceptance. Ready to build your mental wellness fortress? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you create a safe space for yourself, because honey, you're worth it. First things first, awareness is everything. Ever notice how you start talking down to yourself when you mess up? Ugh, I'm such an idiot. I always fail at everything. It's time to shut that inner critic down. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts and challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Remember, self-compassion is key. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Next up, boundaries are your best friend. You wouldn't let just anyone barge into your home, right? Well, apply that same logic to your mental space. It's okay to say no to commitments that drain you, to limit exposure to toxic people and situations, and to carve out time for activities that nourish your soul. Remember, protecting your energy is a superpower, not selfishness. Now, let's talk about routine. Think of it as your mental health GPS guiding you towards peace and well-being. Having a consistent schedule can do wonders for your mood and focus. This doesn't have to be rigid. Think morning meditation, a midday walk, or an evening wind down routine with a good book. Find what works for you and stick to it like glue. Ever feel overwhelmed? Mindfulness is your secret weapon. It's about being fully present in the moment, savoring the small joys, and letting go of anxieties about the past or future. Try taking 5 minutes each day to simply observe your breath, notice the sensations around you, and let go of racing thoughts. This simple practice can make a world of difference. Finally, remember that seeking support is a sign of strength. We're not meant to navigate life's challenges alone. Reach out to trusted friends, family, or a therapist when you need a helping hand. Remember, asking for help isn't a weakness, it's a courageous act of self-care. Think about that time you felt truly relaxed and at ease, maybe after a long hike, a good laugh with friends, or a calming bath. Imagine cultivating that feeling more often, making it a regular part of your life. That's the power of creating a safe space for your mental well-being. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people who truly get you, who lift you up and make you feel seen and heard? Building that kind of supportive environment starts with yourself. Imagine this. You've had a rough day at work, deadlines are looming, and your inner critic is on overdrive. But instead of spiraling into negativity, you take a moment to breathe, put on your favorite music, light a candle, and do something that brings you joy: reading, painting, taking a walk in nature, whatever it is that helps you recharge. You're creating a mini sanctuary for yourself, even if it's just for 15 minutes. And guess what? That small act of self-care can ripple outwards, transforming your entire day and even your outlook on life. Remember, you are the architect of your own happiness. So, what's one thing you can do today to cultivate that safe space for yourself? Maybe it's setting a boundary with someone who drains your energy, practicing a 5-minute mindfulness exercise, or simply making time for something that brings you joy. Every small step counts. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's an investment in yourself and the people around you. You are worth it. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls. I'll be back tomorrow with more tips and tricks to help you thrive. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of mental health magic. Until then, keep rising.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.